Welcome to the podcast with Face, Pat, and Tiz.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the pod. A show with three friends separated by distance, by brotherhood, having weekly conversations that you can join in on. As always, I am one third of the partners. It's your boy Tiz, and I'm along with
Rat-a-tat-tat-a-blon. It's Padawan, the one other third of the partners, along with dramatic pause. Real long.
What's that, man? Pause. You know I had to get that smoke out. Shit, I ain't gonna choke. What's that, man? It's space in the place, somewhere in the race, but we continue to win every week because of where we at. What's going on with y'all, fellas?
Man, I don't know, man. We out here. We gearing up for next week. Got a lot of big things coming. Let's get off into some things, man. Let's do a quick a little housekeeping, mental health check-in, and then we'll get off into our normal shit, man. First off, I'll start off the mental health check-in. I'm feeling weird. Feel drained from the weekend. Went to Jacksonville. So I was down there. So it was a lot, you know, we was around a lot of people. It was a lot going on, had some stressful moments, but I made it through. So I ain't tripping, but I think overall the biggest, issue is just kind of recouping from that and getting my energy back up. Like my chest was sore as fuck. My body feel weak, brain feel tired, just like holding together. But the good thing is did not take, my hydroxyl through every panicky moment with just breathing. So that's like the first time I've done that. I started this. Salute to me on that. I'm looking forward to next week. Going to see family for that kind of get that last little bit of immersion therapy in, and also just kind of get mental clarity one more time and that last little stretch before I go back to work when I come back. So we're in the home stretch of things. I'm hoping that I can keep this up, be relying on the meds and go. And once I can get there, that means I'm at a good place where I should be at least functional. How functional, I'm not sure yet because you've been to the real test. But yeah, man, this week is good. It's a good week for the first time I can. Year episode is coming up this coming week. So we got our year anniversary. We got a lot of cool things coming for the pod squad this week. Should get our new people kind of caught up on our journey to this point. Should give our pod squad members, our A1 day ones, a cool live experience so they can get a glimpse behind the screen as we record next week's podcast. It'll be going out live on YouTube. And we might have some other goodies for y'all, man. But y'all stay tuned. The first year we're concluding. And we'll be kind of just, you know, celebrating the year, our first year as podcasters, our first year as YouTubers, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, man, we got a lot to talk about. So get with us next week. I'm excited about that. And yeah, like I said, it's a good week. I don't need no support today, but tomorrow is a new day. So just keep being my friends and I love y'all. And yeah, man, how y'all be, man? How the week going? What's up with y'all?
I'm good. That's it. I'm good, man. I'm good, man.
Well, all right, then. I'll take
it. I had a day off.
Shit.
I have a day off. I ain't going to go into it too much. Today was good. I got stuff done.
Right.
Whoop-de-doo. Need to finish some more stuff.
Right on.
I took the day off today. I needed a mental day because I was having an episode. Well, I had an episode most of all night and through this morning. So body and just was all off whack. Mentally was all off whack. So I ain't really get out of bed till like 10:30. Luckily, I was able to switch my shift until tomorrow, so good to go. I took the day off just to try to get mentally correct. Start conversing more with my significant other, letting her know what's going on more on a case-to-case basis and just how I'm personally feeling when I'm going through certain things. So me talking it out was kind of helping more, I can say that. But all in all, I think I'm doing good now.
Can I ask you a question from a mental health standpoint and a connection? So do you feel like talking it out, like what you're going through with her has like allowed y'all to become closer or like connect on a different level? And I'm only asking throughout my experience, I feel like ironically the worst I've ever felt in my life, the best I'm probably in a relationship. And I feel I'm talking, I'm actually letting her.
It gives both people a different perspective of like a different side of, because most everybody has something or some feeling they feel insecure or not sure about actually expressing all the way verbally because they don't feel, they don't know how somebody else will take it or something. But we have to learn how to articulate that the correct way. We have to learn how to just let somebody into our feelings. It's often that when we're trying to express that feeling, that it comes off a different way. But if we can just tell someone how we're feeling first, that's a different type of thing. Telling someone and expressing the feeling is always going to be different than telling someone how you feel and trying to get them to know why you feel that way. And if you can get those two major things, how you feel and why you feel out that way, and actually have someone to receive that message, that's a big leap right there. It's a big help. Yeah. So that's the key thing, though. One person being able to execute those two things and another person being able to just execute that one main thing and proceed. So it's 3 points and 5 points in that whole thing. Two people, one person hitting the two, the other person hitting the one. It's five right there. So if all 5 points hit, that's a big major hit, big major help, I should say. And most communication, especially with me dealing with the issues I have mentally, so her being able to receive the messages, that really gives me what I need.
How can we support y'all? How can we be there for y'all this week? Yeah, man. How can we show up as bros?
Continue to do the same thing, man. Be there. My homies, be my friends. If I need y'all, if I pick up, pick up.
That's true.
I like it. If I pick up, pick up.
Pick up, rewrite. Booyaka, booyaka. But
excuse me. The whole song in my head was running.
Cheetos, man.
Yeah. You said speed. What? Cheetos or speed?
Mosquito.
Oh shit. Those and flies. But yeah, man, the opposite of hell is heaven, and that's always a good thing. And another good thing is, let's go ahead and get into the show this week, man. The positive black news. The news
positive
about
black.
The
positive
cool
black.
Shit, the
black people,
dope shit, the wild shit, the crazy shit, the interesting, innovative, amazing shit that black people are doing, creating, being a part of, or just otherwise experiencing this week. And all of these stories this week are coming to us from blacknews.com. So let's get off into it, man. Our first story is about an entrepreneur who is helping HBCU grads get hired for STEM job openings. It's now easier than ever for HBCU graduates to find well-paying tech jobs thanks to a new website called STEAM Jobs. STEAM, an acronym for science, technology, engineering, art, and math, represents up to 75% of the college degrees that HBCU students are earning. However, job placement has been a challenge. According to Pew Research Center, Black and Hispanic workers remain underrepresented in the science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM workforce, compared with their share of all workers, including in computing jobs, which have seen considerable growth in recent years. The same article reports that Black workers, who comprise 11% of total employment across all occupations, are 9% of STEM workers. As a former HBCU graduate myself, I understand how hard it can be to earn a degree and still struggle to find a decent job, says Dante Lee, creator of the website. I decided to create this website to easily allow employers at STEM-based companies to find qualified and diverse job candidates. The website, which is 100% free to use for students and job seekers, features more than 50,000 job openings from hundreds of companies with relevant positions in the country. It also includes job openings from various government agencies and reputable nonprofit organizations. So the name of the website is steamjobs.com. The app is STEAM Jobs. So look it up. If you are in the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math, all you accountants out there, all you engineers, all you biologists, all you mechanical engineers, you technical people, like get out there, you IT professionals, coders, get out here, get with this. And if you're struggling to get a job and you got the degree, you're just looking for the connection, look into this, man. It's another opportunity for you. So it's called STEAM Jobs, steamjobs.com. Or if you want press inquiries, you can reach them at info@steamjobs. So shout out to Dante Lee for facilitating that.
Salute.
Dope.
Yes. Salute to the king. The next story we got is the Black educator from Maryland wins $1 million in a global teacher prize. Keisha Thorpe, a high school teacher from PG County, Maryland, is the winner of $1 million Global Teacher Prize in 2021, mainly for her work in opening up college education for students who are underprivileged. The award was given by Varkey Foundation to Thorpe after being selected from over 8,000 nominations and applicants from 121 countries around the world. Thorpe, who teaches English at International High School Langley Park in Bladensburg, Maryland, completely redesigned the 12th grade curriculum for the department to make it culturally relevant for her students who are first-generation Americans, immigrants, or refugees, mostly from Africa, the Middle East, the Caribbean, South and Central America, according to Global Teachers Prize website. Her efforts resulted to 40% increase in her students' reading, and she's also responsible for helping high school students gain fully funded scholarships. In fact, she helped seniors win $6.7 million in scholarships in 2018 to 2019. So shout out to Queen Keisha Thorpe for her win, but even bigger than the money that she received, shout out to her for the work she's doing to get the underprivileged students what they need to get to the next level in life and to reach for their dreams. Like, I think the seed she's planting is going to pay way more dividends than that money. Like, that's huge. So shout out to Keisha Thorpe from Maryland. Appreciate your work, queen. The word. Our next story, another queen coming to us about a Black mom penning a book to raise awareness about childhood disability. The Adventures of Mighty Manny, written by Asada Oluwadare. Mighty Manny is a superhero unlike any other. He's a toddler with special needs. With a cape of many colors, Manny finds the strength to do unusual things. According to the author, Manny was introduced as a way to give hope to families who have children with need. When my son Emmanuel spent just shy of 11 months in the NICU, we searched high and low for books that would spark hope in our seemingly hopeless situation, said Asada, the author, while explaining why she decided to write a book about disabilities. I found nothing speaking to our child, a child whose doctors gave little to no chance for survival and even fewer prospects for fulfilling quality of life. She further added that there needs to be more awareness about the subject as there are countless other families lost in the shadows, quietly steering through similar difficulties. There should be a conscious effort toward building knowledgeable communities filled with hope and compassion. And this is exactly what Mighty Manny is all about. Manny also has a coloring book, which was released separately as a part of the series. So shout out to the author, Asada Shakur. Shout out to the author, Queen Asada Oluwadare. She's also known for leading Asada O, Inc., a consulting and coaching firm that supports women in leadership and business. So shout out to her. The name of the book is The Adventures of Mighty Manny and the Mighty Manny Coloring Book, and they're both available on Amazon. You can go to mannysvillage.org if you want to get more information about Manny, the book, or any of her children with special needs. Salute to her for bringing awareness of that. And
salute.
Yeah. And as the father, a child who's been diagnosed, definitely understand. So appreciate this big time. And I'm definitely a person who support this. As just appreciate.
Big ups to the Black books authors and creators out there.
Yes,
gives me inspiration.
It's part of that STEAM thing, that arts, man. We need more representation in all of these areas. Get our voice heard. And all the ways that our voice can be heard too, like all of our stories and perspectives. Salute to her and like anybody else. And last story of the night, man. Meet the founder of a Black-owned self-driving vehicle startup that mobilizes healthcare. Frederick Akpogeni is the founder of Jego Technologies, Inc., a Black-owned designer and manufacturer of autonomous vehicles, including self-driving pods that make it easy to connect consumers with services and products on the go, and will open their crowdfunding campaign on Start Engine for micro angel investors to invest in the same playing field as venture. Jego also has a mobile platform where users will be able to discover businesses that provide high-end, high-demand services such as flu testing, COVID testing, IV therapy, and that of other local businesses, which can be brought directly to their customers using the driverless Jego pod. Their patent-pending flagship prototype that was designed by the founder, Jego himself. Jego is here to give entrepreneurs the space to compete and give service providers the mobility to serve without the burden of large fixed costs like rent, says Akpogeni. I'm going to just call him Jego. Mr. Jago, because I'm killing his name. So Mr. Jago says he is a 2020 NASDAQ Milestone Makers Program graduate who spent over 15 years in technology development and software. And this is supposed to lead to more money flowing in our communities as opposed to it flowing outwards to large corporations because we are just as tired of that normalcy. So with retail rapidly changing and COVID-19 shattering more than a million businesses, Jago is providing a new commerce infrastructure powered by autonomous pods, AKA shuttles, connected to an SaaS mobile platform. In the midst of the autonomous market being expected to reach $367 billion globally by 2030, Jago has partnered with a local manufacturer to produce pods designed by Mr. Jago, with an initial focus of putting the vehicles into the hands of healthcare providers within the next 2 years. So this dude got some self-driving like shuttle buses that healthcare people are going to be able to use, or that you can use as like a mobile office doing like a mobile clinic, like doing mobile COVID testing, mobile flu testing, mobile diabetes type stuff, that type of thing. So that's dope. That's pretty dope. If you get in on the ground floor early on this, if you're into investing, look into this, see what it's about. But it's called Jago Technologies Inc. And the man name is Frederick Agpogini. And if you want more information on it, go to hello@jagopods.com or jagopods.com. That's JEJOPOD. And that is the black news that you can use. Hope it inspires. Hope it gives you something to think about. And hope it just, you know, brighten your week up as we are going into the next week, going into the week of thanks. And thank you for listening. So, yeah. That is the positive black news that you can use. And I think it's that time. I'm going to slide it on the big piece, my dad.
Well, it's time for Face the Screen. Face the Screen. This month.
Ooh, what we going to argue about this week? This nigga better not say it better not be no might. Better not be no might on this shit this week. I know that. A B B C D F E H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X and Y and Z. What you know about the alphabet?
Everybody knows the goddamn classic.
Thank you, Jermell Santana.
We see the poll was tied though. No homo.
Yeah, it was tied from that tied ass opinion.
Exactly. Great ass movie. Denzel's classic, one of Denzel's classics, solid. Everybody knows it. But this week, we're talking about who? Mr. Larry Lawrence, if you want to call him. Fishburne.
Oh, wouldn't the fish burn? I burn rubber.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Don't talk about his daughter being a porn star. Yes.
Oh, Montana. Yes.
But Mr. Fishburne has been in the Acting Guild for decades upon decades upon decades upon decades. This man,
the nigga was in Pee Wee Herman.
He was in shit before that. This man has been landed down on the TV screen, the big screen, and the stage.
And you know I love him because he made gaps in your teeth cool.
But this week, we're only talking about his movies and his top five movies, in my opinion, damn it. Once again, it's Face the Screen, so y'all gonna hear my damn opinion and my top five Lawrence Fishburne movies. This is not in no specific order. No specific order, and I'll always have a few honorable mentions because, with once again, these heavy hitter black actors, their discography is so lengthy. It's hard to choose just five, but here we go. Now, in the top five, we have Higher Learning. He's a professor.
Mr. Williams.
There you go.
Okay.
That was a great role for him. Man.
So far, so good. I'm not mad at the performance. It was the accent was a little off, but I'm going to give you that. I don't know what else you about to say, Okay. Now,
the next one, I'm going to just throw a tie out there. He was in two franchises, one he's currently in, one he was in. And matter of fact, the other one's coming back too. So I can decide between either one.
Michael Boss?
Move out there. You got the Matrix. No, you got the Matrix franchise and you got the John Wick franchise.
He was in John Wick.
His act.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes.
See, that's why you ain't seen that movie.
He's a key player in that. So I think both of them know that because each movie is a key player, and I think like without him in each movie, the dynamic of each movie would have been different. Just not,
I'm damn
not
sure without his character, with
without him acting. Without him acting as that, that's why I say this new Matrix with him not being Morpheus. I don't know because him playing Morpheus is that's why it put that role over, it made that person and that role seem more significant than it truly may have been, because Neo was the one, but Morpheus motherfuckers was in tune with Morpheus. You feel me? Like
I would say this, man, and this is just a sidebar.
Both had Keanu Reeves.
This is just a sidebar for all face the screens. Can y'all stop taking our classic movies or like classic performers and just like remaking the movie without, like, can y'all just leave some shit alone? Like, I feel you on do like Marvel did, yeah, come up with a new concept and then just keep building off of that for years. Or like, you know, but don't take our old shit and keep, stop. Mm-mm. Leave me something, damn it.
Stop trying to stir it up and remix it now. So
I ain't seen no remake of Citizen Kane. Ain't seen no new Rosebud popping up.
I don't want to either.
Lawrence leave our shit alone.
Portrayal as Bucky Johnson. Hoodlum. Great movie, man. Great, great movie.
Hoodlum? You said Hoodlum?
Yes.
That is tears approved. That gets three tears.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna show my face.
I
can watch that movie all day, two, every day,
three,
with no problem.
Three tears faces, yes, sir. We on the same page every day.
Now, next one, Deep Cover.
In the middle, a little it. Mm. Oh, you talking about the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta go.
How many spots we got left? How many spots you got left?
One more for top five.
Oh, come on, man. He gonna do it again. He do this to me every time, yo. He leave my fucking
Now, this one, I still don't know because I'm still debating on this last one between what I have in the top five and what I want to put in the top five, because I got three other of my honorable mentions could be right here in the top five too, but I'm gonna just pick off the whim and I'm gonna just say the last one is his portrayal of the boys, and that's what I'm gonna say.
He did it then, folks.
That's in my top five.
He left my favorite off the top five again, folks. He's out to get me.
My honorable mention is him and What's Love Got to Do with It. Him and King of New York.
Oh my, that was it. Yes. I was like, how you
Oh, that was my biggest. I was debating hard on that one. That's my movie right there. Him and Cornbread Early Me.
Okay.
Very, very
early. I knew you was going to bring up Cornbread Early Me.
But I did. I bet you.
That's one of his shits like The Mighty Quinn, y'all. He grew up watching. I'm not surprised that the Cornbread Early, like, niggas was young as hell. This nigga was breaking out these old ass movies. Like, come on, let's sit. Nigga, what? Oh, it's time to go to sleep, huh? All right. I guess, must be tough, isn't it? I guess it's time everybody go nah. Nigga was 11, 12 years old. You know how you had like sleepover, all the fellas come over, and you want to play a video game. Niggas, you know, everybody was putting in, you know, like action movies and funny movies and, you know, shit that preteens and teens like, nigga, come on, why just Cornbread Earl and me? By these old 70 barkatinka, like, what, nigga? I am a child. This is not appealing.
Larry, I'm a boy, damn it. Too,
damn it.
So I'm not surprised.
Last honorable mention is him and Othello.
Okay, I didn't see Othello. I didn't see that movie. I heard really good. Didn't he do like the stage play as well? Didn't he do both?
I believe so.
Am I true?
I believe so too.
I'm not too upset with you. I'm
not really sure. I just want to say it so I can sound smart.
that number five was my biggest debate, man, because the honorable mentions were so close. So any one of them could have been in that top five. But if I had, like, out of my favorite movie, out of the honorable mentions that couldn't get into the top five, would have to be King of New York, because his role in that, he fit that role so good. It's like he did that role justice.
King of New York got me one into movie. Gangster movie. Like, I saw that before I saw, like, Juice and all that. I saw that first. So, like, that movie, like, made me go back and get more into other movies that had come out around the same time or before. So like King of New York got a special place in my spirit. And I love Christopher Walken. I'm one of those. So yeah,
there's one movie was dope. There's one movie with Lawrence Fishburne in it that y'all didn't bring up. That is a classic that I love to the dearest. School Days.
What's that?
School Days.
I took that off to put What's Love Got to Do With It.
I think my top five would be What's Love Got to Do With It. King of New York would be just Matrix. Fourth and fifth, Hoodlum. And then fifth one. What you just say, Pat?
School Days.
School Days. Those would be my top five.
Now, me personally with Mr. Fishburne, Larry, if you want to, but I know he hates that shit.
Yeah, he do.
His earlier work compared to his later work, I like his earlier 90s, earlier 2000s work compared to his later 2000s.
I agree.
It's just like the Luther Vandross. I like
skinny, you like Big Luther.
Larry. I like skinny Larry compared to
before
Larry.
Fluffy Larry, yeah.
I like those movies. He was more
skinny curl movie. Wasn't just like Luther.
You feel me? I don't want to. And just looking at his discography, I'm going to go ahead and say it. It may be an unpopular opinion, but I feel like Larry Fishburne might be the black Nicolas Cage. What?
The black Nicolas Cage?
He do got a lot of movies that don't nobody give a fuck about.
Think about it.
But he can act, though. You know, like...
That is the separating factor. Because no matter what he's in, he's still a good actor in it. It's
in just some movies.
Nicolas Cage can act like Nicolas Cage. If you don't tell her that movie to kind of fit what he does, that should be looking weird as hell. Like, that nigga was in The Wicker Man, and that is one of the weirdest portrayals. And I've seen the original Wicker Man, so I'm like, fuck? This nigga just keep yelling and shit for no... What is you yelling about? Like, this scene don't even call for you to be... the fuck is you yelling about me?
I like that movie.
Simmer down, like man. You scared of them tax? Them tax people coming to you on sale or something? Oh my god! Like he was good. He good for certain roles that need that. But if it don't need that, he can't tell himself to like. Lawrence can play mold himself to different shit. Even if it's in a corny movie, his part will be well acted.
He's gonna be the best actor in the corny.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage will be in a good movie and fuck it up. Lawrence will be in a good movie and enhance it. Nick will fuck it up. Now they both have done some.
It's
dumb
like
ass
putting
movies.
Denzel.
So
in
I
good
do
burger.
See your parallel you know there. Like they do got a lot of. The fuck was that? Why did they do that? That came out where?
Yeah.
Oh, that was straight to DVD. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
They got a lot of bullshit in there. They got a lot of bullshit. They do got a lot of bullshit.
A lot of bullshit.
You got to get them checks, man. You got to pay the bills.
Because I pulled up his full discography just to make sure I had my shit straight. Because I wanted to make sure I wasn't thinking he was in something and wanting something. So I went to the full discography. He got a bunch of shit movies that like came out recently that I ain't never fucking heard about.
Speaking of bad actors,
like who? Like what?
Y'all remember when y'all was talking about Deadly 2 Game worst movie? You know who was Game before Game? Tretch. Ooh. Tretch got some shitty movies, boy. Oh my god. Them shits didn't even make it to DVD. They went straight to like Cinemax after 4 a.m. Like that shit that gets you right between their normal programming and the late night weird sexual shit. Like they throw that shit
like
right
USA,
off. When everybody
like did, USA at 1 p.m.
Right. 1 like, a.m. when you didn't already like got with your girl or skied it off and you ain't quite ready to watch a real movie. Throw this
after
on niggas
rerun
going to sleep.
Of, after the rerun of Renegade with Antonio Banderas.
Oh, Renegade! Oh. No, what was his name? Lorenzo Lamas.
Lorenzo Lamas. Yes, that's
what it was.
That's the USA Antonio Banderas.
Renegade! Oh, shit, nigga. I'm seeing the entrance to that show. That nigga riding in on the motorcycle.
Is that a cactus?
That's nigga riding through tumbleweed. Oh, shit. But Tretch was the original game, yo, when it come to like bad movies, like, and rappers coming out like these weird, like, nigga, what the fuck I'm doing? And he just fucked up all the progress that Ice-T and Ice-T, Ice Cube, Tupac, all of these great performances that had started making headway. That nigga Tretch came through and shit on all of that. Yeah, I think his name is movie was like Bullet Wounds, Bulletproof Heart, Bullet, something stupid.
So, yo, I just realized something.
I seen that shit a couple times.
That's the worst thing you ever want to see is fucking a nigga from Naughty by Nature doing kung fu moves in a suit. These slow ass blocks. Fuck out of here, nigga. Don't fight like that.
If Sticky Fingers had more movies, he would be the Black Nicolas Cage.
No, because Nicolas Cage do got some good movies. See, that's the thing. He got the movies where Hollering worked for him. Like the original Ghost Rider, I actually prefer that to the second. The what you call it? The first National Treasure ain't that bad.
Treasure.
You know what I mean?
That's another movie he was in. I don't know. I think that might be my favorite Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah, he got a couple of movies that are decent. You know what I mean? But
he should never bring out the Superman movie. He was
Sticky doing. Fingers ain't got shit. All his movies is like, you are. Now, Fredro Starr, he got Sunset Park. So I roll with Sunset Park. What time?
That might be a closer.
It's time to get live. It's time to represent. Sunset Park, what time is it? It's time to get live. It's time to represent. That shit used to give me hype as fuck.
And he was on Moesha.
Yeah, he was.
I'm sorry, we digress. I don't know how we got the Sticky Fingers and Fredro, the great Lawrence Fishburne.
He battled Keith Murray. Yep, that's who he battled.
Did he lose? No, he won because Keith Murray showed up like drunk or something, right?
Yeah.
It's some rap. Big facts. What I do want to see is Pod Squad. Y'all let us know. Let's voice message on Anchor. Leave us a comment on YouTube. Let us know what your top five Lawrence Fishburne movies are. Do you agree with Faces List? Are we right? Are we wrong? What did you think? Did you agree with my list? What did y'all think? Give us your opinions. Last week with the Denzel, it was definitely some heated conversations on TikTok or YouTube on all platforms. So please hit us up. Let us know what you think. And
Mighty Quinn.
That Mighty Quinn was some fuckery. The Mighty Quinn was some fuckery.
Mighty Quinn too, Denzel.
Fuckery. The Great Debaters was my movie, though. I like The Great Debaters.
I ain't mad at The Great Debaters. I like Flight. But
yeah,
do it for the culture. Do it for the culture.
Man, Mighty Quinn 2 would be some super. And speaking of fuckery, looking at my Rolly, it's about that time.
Is it?
That would be some good. It would be some good.
Oh, is it?
It would be good.
It's time, Face? It's time, Tiz?
I think it is.
Oh, shit. That's what my wife
said. It's party time. Oh, it's party time. Having some fuckery.
Come on.
It's time.
What the fuck just happened? Okay, so people who are listening, you gotta go over to YouTube. I would never use this with y'all over YouTube. I would let y'all go over YouTube. Y'all gotta see. This fool came out with a fucking trumpet this week. Last week it was the guitar. He done made Faces Wi-Fi freeze. Like, I don't know what's happening no more. This fool came on camera with a trumpet.
Oh.
Looking like he blowing the horns for the royal court or some. I'm done. I quit.
Time for the Good and Fuckery episode 52. Yeah.
Oh my God.
52 of them. Dang.
I just be doing stuff just to see how y'all respond sometimes.
52 of them. Dang.
52. New 52. Actually, that's what you call DC Comics universe.
New 52. It's all 52. It's all first 52.
Ooh.
Kick you with a shoe. Go ahead, play them horns again, Pat.
All right, we're gonna play the damn horns again. We're gonna
toot
play
to the toot, horns toot, toot 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 toot. Oh. Boy.
Thank God I got my backup trumpeter.
Boy, that shit sound like that shit sound like 30 people fighting or some or a flock of geese. Oh my God. Why do you have a let's get to the main question here. All right, let's go through it. Okay, first of all, why do you have an electric guitar and a trumpet? But you said you played drums as a kid. I am so confused as to what's happening in your room right now, bro.
I have a collection of assorted things.
He just got random instruments. In the past. I got a playing again instrument. And this shit.
I played the trumpet in high school, and I wasn't really
good. Oh, word? At
it. But yeah. And the French horn.
Yo, I'm learning so much because
they wanted
to
be
about
on the French
that,
horn because they ain't had
the good and
nobody
fucker
else.
Is teaching me so much about you. So dang. Okay.
It's a representative of myself. Good and fucker. Mixed in one. Let me shut up.
Let's get it, man. Let's get it.
All right.
I'm done. It's 2 weeks in a row. I don't know what this nigga gonna bring out a sousaphone next week.
I don't know what I'm gonna do next week, but maybe I don't know. I'll get like a old
whiskey bottle. You should pull out a triangle or a mouth harp.
That's what Face said. He gonna
bring. You should come out with a mouth harp like bounding.
Come in with a harmonica.
I'm the only
motherfucker with a triangle.
Triangle
is mine.
I'm gonna find me a cowbell.
Cowbell.
Yes. All right. More cowbell.
My shit in the triangle. Ding, ding.
He ain't lying.
This nigga talking about a ding.
He ain't lying.
Am I lying, bro?
He's not lying.
No, I remember you saying that one time. You was just playing the triangle and wait for you to ding.
Yeah, he worked his way up to a drum, but he spent some time on that triangle.
Sometimes you gotta start with the fries before you get to the
start from the fucking bottom.
That's when the real.
Oh man.
Let's get it.
Well, speaking of real bucks and people spending it and
big bucks, big and whatnot, come on with it.
One of the big companies with big money or whatever about to pull out some moves this Friday, and they had a whole
Oprah
and
Tyler Perry?
Nah, we're close. It's in the movie realm, but Disney had Disney Plus Day, and they released out a lot.
We about to get some shit.
Now,
my Marvel fans, my Disney fans, we it's about to be a good year.
So I'm gonna do like little summaries of what they actually gonna pull out, and I'm really gonna talk about what I really want. So let's just fly through these because it's a lot. So Marvel Secret Invasion. This is going to be the one with Samuel L. Jackson, Nick Fury, and if y'all seen it, it's old Nick Fury. He got a beard. He's not even using his eye patch. He got that.
Know that they've been
on
building. For
he
this
looked like
for
he
years.
Went through a lot.
This has been coming went through for a lot. Years. This is what a lot of us wanted after Infinity War, anyway. So this is perfect.
So Secret Invasion is based off a comic book event in Marvel where it was already like Skrulls impersonating prominent people throughout the populace.
If you saw Captain Marvel, you understand what a Skrull is, some shapeshifter.
Yeah, they're shapeshifter. In the comic book realm, or in Captain Marvel, they seem more like refugees that were like enslaved or whatever, went through stuff. In the comic book realm, they're a ruthless alien race and they always butt head with the Kree. Nevertheless, or whatever, everybody was ended up being a Skrull. We don't know what they're going to do with this or whatever. Quick comic book notes. The Skrulls try to take over Wakanda and Black Panther went out and beat the biggest, strongest Skrull out there. And that happened in the comic book. Black Panther's a bad man.
He is a bad motherfucker, especially in the comics.
He's a bad motherfucker. Yeah. Next one, Marvel Zombie. If y'all seen the What If episode or whatever, it's also based on a comic book event concept. There's a alternate universe or whatever, and comprised of this pretty much like alien virus that turns people into zombies, and all of your favorite Marvel heroes turning into zombies, fighting each other. It's some crazy shit. Each random story. If you're into zombies or whatever, you want to see your favorite Marvel characters zombie form. Marvel Zombies is coming.
I'll take a zombie Thor.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Zombie Thor. Zombie Hulk. Zombie Galactus.
Oh no.
Zombie Galactus.
Yeah.
Zombie Thanos.
Thanos dead. So we good on him. For right now. I don't know what the
most right now. I have a theory about that. Is he? Is he
dead? I don't know. This version.
We'll get into that.
We got two versions of him that are dead. And then
we got a multiverse.
I don't know.
We have a multiverse.
This is true.
It might be a different version of Thanos. It might be a Thanos that's a closely more related to the Thanos that's in the comic book, that's like obsessed with Lady Death. Like that
I wouldn't be mad at that. I actually more comic leaning version of the one that always
So the next one is Agatha House of Harkness. If y'all don't know who Agatha is,
after watching WandaVision, I'm hyped for that. I would not have normally been hyped for that. I really didn't know who the fuck she like that from. I ain't care, but WandaVision definitely got me hyped. I like the actress that plays her too.
She's real quirky.
Like yeah,
and Agatha, like Marvel is real good with getting their lesser known characters and making them have some type of importance in a way, or less popular characters or whatever. Because for example, nobody give a fuck about Loki until Tom Hiddleston came along. Nobody gave a fuck about Loki.
That's
true.
Thor was really the only one I cared about from that whole lineage. And I only cared about him when he became part of the event. He crossed over. I cared about him.
And then it's certain writers and in the movies that got me more into Thor. Because I thought Thor was corny too, because he always spoke like he in some old Shakespearean drama or whatever. Like, I shall spike thee with thine.
I like what they've done with MC. But
yeah, it makes them more relatable.
Indeed.
Pretty much. Next up is Ironheart. This is based on the comic book character Ironheart, which
is that the daughter?
It's a black girl by the name of Riri Williams that had I believe in the comic books, she found an Iron Man helmet one day and made her own armor out of.
Come on, black girl.
Yeah, so
boy, you can't stop a black queen's ingenuity, boy.
She got kind of a crucial backstory or whatever, but I'll leave y'all into it or whatever to get into Ironheart or whatever. That'll drive y'all to like read more black character comics. So Riri Williams, Ironheart, that's coming up.
Riri.
So for the kids, I am Groot. Groot has an animated cartoon.
Damn, for the kids, for tears. Groot is my nigga, man. Groot, baby Groot, teenage Groot. I love Groot. Groot is my favorite, is my top three favorite characters from the MCU. So I am thrilled about this.
So quick side story about Groot. Quick side story about Groot. So it was his teacher, right? And she assigned her students. The assignment was to pick a Marvel character or your favorite comic book character and write an autobiography about him. Little man picked Groot. So being all he says, I am Groot, the whole paper was on number, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I got an A.
It was perfect. It was perfect, man.
He committed.
That's perfect.
He
committed. He did it right.
I respect the hustle. I respect the hustle. You got to laugh if nothing else. You got to laugh. Like, shit. That's creative as hell.
That's creative. Boy, you got a few.
I like that. He got a future in comedy.
Nice. Shoot. He might end up being a millionaire, yo. The quickest way to get to your quickest, smartest, and simplest way to get to your goal. And he chose it. The one way that nobody else thought of.
Yeah, I was sleeping right there. I like that. Language. Come on, Groot. Let's go, Groot.
So the next one up, we're going to bring, matter of fact, maybe I should. Yeah, we'll use the segue. The next one I'm going to bring up is Echo. This is a new series. I think it's going to be a spinoff of
Oh, I was like, what? Genesis. That was a hard game.
No, this is based off this this Native American girl that was actually an assassin. That was like, I believe she worked for the Kingpin at first until she realized that he was
Native American assassin. You got me intrigued.
That's what it's in. The adopted daughter of Kingpin or whatever. And you know,
Kingpin from the comics.
Yes, the comics. Kingpin.
I'm down.
So she's like a daredevil character mostly.
So I need to learn more about that daredevil world. So I'm down. I'm down to watch.
Like, if you wanna, it's a whole nother, like, I feel like Marvel is split in different worlds.
I hope they develop it more now that they ain't got the Netflix.
Yeah. I think well, they got the same dude, the guy that's playing Daredevil in Netflix. They got him. I think they actually, he has him shown in No Way Home.
Good. I think he's still
playing as Matt Murdock, but as far as I think they might be going somewhere else with Daredevil, but I'm not sure yet. But I think he's still going to end up showing up as Daredevil. And from what I understood, I think they keep in the same guy who played Punisher, John Berthen. I know it's John Berthen something.
Cool thing. Sounds like a plan to me. I was hoping they did something.
But they got a street level at Marvel. They got the world of mutants. They got the world of like
big time global threats.
Yeah, like I would say just global threats. That's the Avengers world. And then you got the cosmic. And then they got the magic world.
Yeah.
So it's all split up.
And everybody connected through the
multiverse. Speaking of that, multiverse, What If season 2 is always coming up.
Okay. Now is multiverse is What If canon? Like are those things that could happen, or are those things that we're supposed to take that are happening in different universes?
When it comes to the multiverse, is not canon in the main cinematic universe.
That's so, all I need to know.
Yes. No, those are just alternate realities. So alternate realities are never really canon unless you're just talking about what's going on in that alternate reality.
Yeah, I mean, like, is that really happening in that alternate universe parallel to what's happening in the main universe? Yes, like while Wanda's doing her thing on the Earth that we consider, say, Earth 616, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this other Earth 2530,
mm-hmm.
Is the Watcher really doing all of this? Is Ultra Vision really happening? Is all of that really going on? And was that like, oh, this is a possibility of what could happen due to the multiverse split?
As far as the Marvel Cinematic Universe, multiverse, that those things are happening in that, Marvel Cinematic Multiverse.
So they are canon.
Marvel Cinematic Multiverse.
So in the same world that we watched Loki in, I don't take the comic books as canon to the Marvel Cinematic. I think of them as two separate worlds. And I'm mainly invested in the MCU. Things are happening.
Because if you watched, spoiler alert, if you watched the end of Loki or whatever, this is how they can have these shows still tie in it. Because Kevin Feige wants everything to tie in some type of way.
Yeah.
So if we don't have shows that like at least give you a glimpse of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like the multiverse, I should say, or whatever, then it's not really existing. Like you don't have nothing to go off of. Like you just know it's a multiverse out there. You don't have a visual representation, but that's what If is for.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if when I'm watching what if possibility or so now
it's a possibility.
I'm on the same page. So it's a possibility. It's not really having canon. So if the characters from the cinematic universe cross over into the what if world at some point because they go into a different stream or a different timeline, they would not experience the repercussions of these things.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to go into that universe and they just change into that version of that. No, they might go into that universe and they might see the exact, they might see that universe version of themselves, pretty much. So, like, I'll put this. You have the main universe and everything in the what if universe, the what if show is just other alternate universes. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
So when I'm watching it, it's canon, which means to me, if a character from Loki, right,
mm-hmm.
did one of them time jumps or whatever, and they end up now that the timeline is unraveled, and they end up in this alternate universe where the Watcher just finished doing this against Ultra Vision and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Would the person coming from that Loki show, would they see the repercussions of what happened in that universe from that because they're now in that timeline? Or would that not even have happened because that's not canon? That's all I'm trying to figure
out. No, it just treat everything as that's canon. It's a possibility, but it's canon because we got to show you different multiverses and different possibilities of the multiverse or whatever. Because if we don't have anything to show, then nothing really exists. It's like, I feel like what if is, all right, we have all these crazy examples, crazy ideas from the comic book world. How can we put it into the Marvel Cinematic Universe and it makes sense? We got to make a multiverse. So what if is basically saying, hey, there's all these other possibilities in the multiverse or whatever. They don't directly.
Yes, it is canon. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't directly affect the cinematic timeline that we normally watch with the movie.
Well, I wouldn't expect it to unless one of the characters from that universe came over into the show.
Come over.
I understand that part, but it is canon. Yeah. So now that makes sense.
It is canon.
So that's all I needed to understand, because that's how I wrap my head around it. Like,
over-explaining it.
Now I got you.
Over-explaining it. But yeah, that's why I feel like what if they had to figure out a way. We got all these crazy ideas in Marvel that we want to do. So we got to find a way to make it make sense or whatever.
Yeah,
because
the fans
want Marvel zombies, but it wouldn't make any sense to just randomly make a movie about Marvel's.
This is true.
But we put it out as a cartoon, as a little episode. Then we have a whole series about it. If they like the series so much, we might actually make a movie and people will go to it. All right. Here or there. Let me hurry up and go through these, because what I really want to talk about is almost. There's Ms. Marvel. Ms. Marvel is a
stretchy girl.
Yeah, she's an inhuman, bit of a shapeshifter. She got a whole bunch of other characters, other powers that she figures out along the way. Her name's Kamala Khan, and she has like a Middle Eastern background, pretty much. And her role model is Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers from the movie. So they're gonna play off that. And the next one. It's She-Hulk. That's coming out soon.
Is that why the Hulk is not the Hulk no more, Bruce?
No, it's not one of them, but they're gonna have Smart Hulk on the show or whatever. And the gist of it is something happened with Jessica Walters. That's Bruce Banner's cousin, pretty much. She's a regular lawyer. They had to do a blood transfusion, and then that's how she ends up being. So, and there's some rumors about Meg Thee Stallion being on the show. Some I don't know yet, because I ain't seen it in the trailer, but it's pretty cool. Okay. The next one is
Meg Thee Stallion got that hottie sauce at Popeyes. Y'all know how Pat feel about Meg.
You gotta protect your knees, man. You gotta protect your knees. You can't be out here styling profiling with ashy knees, especially if you're a woman and everything. What? You could say a lot. You could learn a lot from somebody who has fucked up. Like, you might not want to.
I bet you could.
Yes, so. I don't know what we going with this.
You brought it up. I just played with it. So,
after Miss Marvel,
since you said he from the Moonwalker to Moon Knight,
I'm hyped about that.
Yeah, that's gonna be kind of crazy.
Dead in the sun.
Bottom line. The dude Oscar Isaacs is playing the guy that's Mark Spector, who's Moon Knight, whatever. And he's the guy that played Apocalypse in X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes, he whatever. Is.
And Moon Knight is basically a crazy Batman with multiple personalities, and he gets the powers from an Egyptian moon god.
Yep.
Of vengeance. He's fucking crazy. Yeah, you don't know if he's Moon Knight, from what I'm thinking is, I think that's where they're gonna come at. Like, he's gonna wake up one day. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see where they're gonna go with it, because I was not ever expecting in my life that
it's gonna be like superhero Split
TV show. Yeah, yeah.
But with less personality.
It's another somewhat like kind of a Jekyll Hyde without the transformation and everything. Now, amongst all that, none of these brought me more joy than the next one that got me that I'm about to bring up here. X-Men 97. They what are bringing back.
Is that the cartoon?
They're bringing back. Yes. They're bringing back the old X-Men, the animated series, a continuing seasons after it. Yes, that's right. Disney is rebooting the 90s X-Men series. They're calling it X-Men 97. They're using the same animation style. They're picking off where they originally left off. And yes, they're bringing back the theme.
Yo, I'm hype. I'm hype. I will punch a hole in this TV if it won't matter. Oh, my God.
Now,
yo, that's dope.
They still got that's the dope. Struggle because some of the guy that played Cyclops and the guy that played Magneto, they just passed. Matter of fact,
Man, you done made my movie.
But the dude that played Wolverine, he's already signed up to play Wolverine again.
Let's go. It's about to be banging, baby. Let's go, Wolvie. I hope they got the original Sabretooth and Juggernaut back, too. Man, that used to be my shit, boy. And I hope they upgrade Jubilee's powers too. Them can fire fuck out of here.
In the comic book, she was a vampire. And then
in the comic
back.
Book, she was raw. Damn, TV show. Unless we celebrate, we don't need you.
We need something to chase after the Sentinels to chase after.
Ooh, and then Mr. Sinister. Oh, that shit was crazy, nigga. They had Morph on there.
Omega Red.
Oh!
Omega Red.
Omega Red was that dude, yo. Oh man. And Walt on the cartoon, didn't he have instead of carbonadium, wasn't it like adamantium too or something like that? Or am I making
it?
No,
it was carbonadium.
Okay.
He had carbonadium. Yeah. Carbonadium is like the poor man's adamantium.
Yeah, it's like a step below that in vibranium. It's like the knockoff. So we ain't quite get it right, but here, you can beat still.
True. Yeah. And he still had a problem.
Wolverine was
through it.
Yeah, he did. But Wolverine was that dude on that. Oh my! Oh, this shit got me hyped. A short Wolverine again.
Oh yeah,
real size Wolverine instead of this tall motherfucker.
He cut Juggernaut money bags, and they jumped in front of him. You know what they say? A fool and his money.
Yeah.
And then Juggernaut grabbed him and threw him.
That's funny.
Gambit.
Oh my God!
Gambit.
Gambit was so raw on that show, yo. Gambit was that guy on that show, yo. Like, he was probably the coolest one on the show. He was probably the coolest one on that show to me. He had me throwing cards all around my damn room. Fucking up good bicycle day.
Trying to find all the longest coat you can find. The longest coat you can find somewhere.
Boy.
You get to see Rogue
trench coat.
Punch
nigga him. Made trench coat cool.
We could get to see Rogue back smack him off of him so he won't lose his powers trying to kiss him. See Rogue punch somebody through. Man, we've seen Rogue punch through a lot
see
of
Morph
walls.
Versus Mystique. They never really used him. Back in the cartoon, we used to get that get that face off. They are shapeshifter against ours.
But you know what? Mm-hmm. They really made Morph to fit like the storyline of the show. Like really, there was like, you know, Morph, you seen him in the beginning of the season and you didn't see him to the next season.
Because he was always shapeshifting as somebody else.
Yeah, and
I remember he used to always be either used by the bad guys to like shapeshift into somebody to infiltrate, or he would have some like weird double agent plot where he was like doing some shit he won't supposed to be doing. And yeah, but he was always somebody else. I remember that. It was rare he made it through a whole episode where he was actually like looking like him.
And Mr. Sinister. So
this is very much true.
That second season,
Mr. Sinister was raw as shit in that. I remember when they went to that island. What'd you say, Faith?
Yeah, that
one of my favorites.
Oh, that's dope. I'm glad that that's huge. I'm glad I got Disney Plus.
Yeah, man, it feels like my whole childhood is back.
Yes,
like I used to watch
X-Men was my favorite.
I used to play Wu-Tang while watching X-Men, and now Wu-Tang Hulu is on Hulu, and I got the cartoon back. It's awesome. It's awesome.
I'm very excited. X-Men, and it was this show. I think it was called Cops, but it was like the little police dude, black, even all of them had like these little gadgets.
Oh, yeah, it was Cops.
Yeah,
we brought this up before.
That and X-Men was like my the two cartoons I had to see in the morning. When I was real little, it was Silverhawks too, but them was like the two. Saturday morning won't Saturday morning if I missed them too.
Yeah, you know,
like some American Gladiator.
I'd be pissed off. I'd be pissed and I'll cut on it. I wake up too late and I cut on the TV and see by the bells on. What?
Yes.
Missed every damn thing. Well, it was one more. Oh, yeah. We got one more. So Spider-Man has always been, before all the movie stuff, has basically been Marvel's mascot. And they're coming out with another Spider-Man cartoon, Spider-Man freshman year. So, okay. Which.
So is this a continuation of the cartoon or a continuation of this? Like, what does this fit?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. But I think this is more, it's just a cartoon because they really haven't put out anything else about it other than they just going to come out with a new Spider-Man cartoon called Freshman Year. And it fits with like the aesthetics of like all the other current Spider-Man cartoons because it's like, or Spider-Man movies like Homecoming, No Way Home and stuff like that. And speaking of Spider-Man, and since I said it, No Way Home, they just dropped the second trailer before we started recording today, guys, and it got everybody in it. Well, they don't got everybody in it, but villain-wise, it basically just straight up
like
tells
the Sinister Six,
the plot, Sandman, Doctor Octopus,
the same one from the old movie.
I ain't really see it. I just saw him in sand form, but it looks pretty much like him.
Is it the same Doc Ock?
Electro, same Doc Ock.
Same Electro. Hold on, Jamie Foxx is entering the MCU.
Yes, he says, you're not taking this back from me. Ooh-wee!
Boy, we about to get into this it.
They messed up the spell to make sure that nobody, at the end of the last movie, everybody found out that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
I've not seen none of the new Spider-Man, not one.
Oh, God.
Except for the very first one. I haven't seen Far From Home, No Way Home, I'm Going Home.
Well, I
ran away from home. I ain't seen none of them.
If you,
go ahead, tell me. That's cool.
If you watch the new one, you're going to get spoiled anyway.
Well, but I'm coming to see the new one.
Mysterio set him up and made it seem like he was a killer. Yeah. Right. So everybody knows he's Spider-Man. He's about to go through trial. He goes to Doctor Strange to pull up a spell so everybody forgets. He don't want everybody to forget because his best time was when Mary Jane finds out pretty much. He gets all antsy. They fuck up the spell. And then because he fuck up the spell, motherfuckers for different universes, different Spider-Man universes are coming out in this. And the kick is they say that each one of these villains were somehow, maybe directly or indirectly, their death was involved by Spider-Man.
Question.
And he got to get... Mm-hmm.
Anybody else from the... any other heroes from the MCU going to be joining us? Is he alone fighting?
We don't know. Shit. They didn't tell us yet. But this would be a great opportunity if the rumors are true to introduce the Spider-Verse. If they bring back the other two Spider-Men...
Come on, Miles.
This is a great opportunity to bring in the Spider-Verse.
It's going
to
be kind of fire. Tobey Maguire better not do no dancing or snapping, though. I would kick his ass.
But I think this is just a precursor for Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness or whatever, because that last part of that trailer, it kind of looked like the last part of Loki in the city. So when y'all get a chance, look at the trailer or whatever. I'm sorry. I'm really hype about that dang movie. So I just Electro, Jamie Foxx, Electro, Spider-Man 2, Dr. Octopus, Molina.
The Green Goblin is Molina. Even a big move. That's
yes, Green that's Goblin. That's one of the same one. And Sandman. That's just the only thing they didn't bring in was Venom, but you know they couldn't.
No, they did though.
They
remember kinda. at the end of Venom when he wakes up and they're talking about Spider-Man, J. Jonah Jameson and shit. So that might be their sad way to like merge that.
Yeah, and then you
since they're not gonna bring back, I doubt they're gonna bring the Eddie Brock version. So like
in the Mobius trailer, he's kind of like in all like those
we're gearing up
too.
To some shit, man. It's all I was so like, you know, I had I had the heartbreak after the end of Endgame, obviously. Yeah, like a lot of Marvel people that had drawn, like, oh, I don't really want to see what's next. I just want them to do more of that again. I miss them. Oh, mm-hmm. So like, I've been kind of binge watching a lot of the series and stuff, kind of gearing myself up to it. I still got to watch Shang-Chi, but I've been kind of getting more into it again. So like, I'm getting hype again. Yeah, this is the feeling I had when I first saw Nick Fury start talking about Avengers Initiative. Like, this is what we looking for. All right.
So now that you brought up Shang-Chi, that's the next thing else. I finally saw Shang-Chi in Eternals. And I'm not going to give y'all too many spoilers.
But oh, you finally saw both of them?
I finally saw both of them. Between Shang-Chi and Eternals, I like them both, but I like Shang-Chi more. Okay. Shang-Chi is more action, more in your face. I'm going to give you like 50 punches and bow, you know, in the face with a lot of crazy mystical stuff or whatever. And it's like its own complete story, whatever. But like, I really wasn't looking at it like a Marvel movie. So I think that's another reason why I kind of liked it. I kind of just looked at it like a straight up kung fu movie.
Gotcha.
Period. So like, I don't know. I just, it just helps that it sprinkles a little bit of Marvel in there, especially the end credits. And yeah, especially the end credits at the end. It kind of opens up or whatever. So I'm not going to say too much. I just know that it shows that another prominent character is coming in Marvel without actually showing it.
Galactus?
Street level in Shang-Chi. It's in, well, no, actually, that was Eternals. Eternals, that was somebody, that was that was somebody street level, but the guy's coming pretty much. And I'm excited. Pause. I'm excited. Pause. Very much so, pause. Very much so, pause. God, jeez, what are you doing? Anyway, Shang-Chi was dope, action packed. Eternals was dope. I would say if you're a Marvel head and you're really into the universe or whatever, you will enjoy them both or whatever, and you enjoy Eternals more for the world and universe building more than anything, because it's a lot of talk. But it's still a good.
I'm on shit like that's. So
it's like extra cosmic science.
Yeah, craziness. Make me use my brain. I love that shit.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was pretty much the end of my nerd talk for the good part of the good and fuckery or whatever.
No, you gave us some good.
Yeah, I got some more good on the music side. Now.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. So the verses. There's new verses coming out. And it's Chaka Khan versus Stephanie Mills. And then and they're talking about Bone Thugs versus 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, shit. I respect to the Queens. I love Chaka, love Steph. But that Bone Thugs, 3-6 Mafia, I'm ready to go. That's a lot of good music in one spot. Oh, man, that's a lot of good music from my era that I grew up listening to personally. So, like, yeah, I'm with that.
I'm Team 3-6. I'm just let y'all know right now. I'm Team 3-6. I'm Team 3-6. Got way too many memories for 3-6.
I'm torn. It's gonna depend on the moment because I really like both of their catalogs.
Yeah, but
they both got some like, songs that I love.
Like Bone Thugs got hip hop classics that like people all over.
They got some big records.
No, they got shit that you're gonna watch a movie one day, and the next thing you know, it's the first of the month. Wake up. You're gonna watch a movie one day and be like, meet you at the crossroads. You're gonna see that. 3-6.
I know 3-6 better play I know they better play fucking ass and titties.
Yeah.
That song, that beat.
And we run it.
Yeah, yeah.
We run
that Hypnotized Minds album. That shit was full of some beats, boy. God damn, we used to ride to that shit but so hard in high school.
The thing is, it's gonna definitely be hits versus catalog, because the catalog of 3-6.
Nah, Bone Thug got some shit though. Like, Mo Thug album. they got some shit.
But
they gotta play the shit with.
I know. I'm saying they definitely do. Tupac and Bone. You know they're going to play big. You know
Notorious Thugs is a guarantee.
You got to. It's a guarantee. You got to. Yeah. But, like, It's a 3-6, man. It's just like, I'm not, like, to me, I feel like the obvious is going to be Bone Thugs, but I'm saying Bone Thugs going to have a hard day. Like, they're going to have a long day trying to fight this off. If 3-6 is going to be organized,
just a concert, you know, for me, I'm going to love it every moment. That's
and, too. And they still making music.
When is this coming out, though? Because they like to sneak them shits in, and then I wake up the next morning, everybody got a reaction to it, and I'm finding out it went down from everybody else.
Yeah, they be having them
you know,
on I haven't seen it yet, because they haven't like put like a real date just yet. They just like agreed to it so far from what I've seen. And
keep us posted on that, Pat.
Oh, matter of fact, no, it's been updated. No, I'm gonna keep you posted right now. They just updated.
Okay.
December 2nd, Los Angeles.
Ooh, yes, sir. In my birth month. Let's go. Come on, December. Yep.
December 2nd.
I will be watching that. I don't know what else. I don't even know what day of the week that is, but whatever else is going on that day is canceled. I'm watching that. That is, to watch like a fucking, I'm about to fan out that night.
That's a Thursday. It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday. That's going to be
definitely
perfect.
A Thursday.
I have to work to get hyped too. Yep. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it.
Oh, next on the music news. Y'all know Snoop is an executive of Def Jam?
I did not.
Yeah. First heard rumors about it. You know, he's coming out with that album. I think he already came out with that.
I've been seeing him doing interviews with them Silk Rap. So I know he's gearing up for something, but I didn't know what it was. I wasn't really, because he's always doing it.
Yeah. So he brought out Algorithm. He got this song up there with like called Murder Music. He's just doing the hook, but it's Benny the Butcher, Jadakiss, and Busta Rhymes actually saying the rhymes. I was so mad because I was mad because it's Snoop's song and I really wanted to hear Snoop just rap. Like, it might not have been as interesting. I just wanted to hear him rap, but he did the hook. And I think he was just displaying MCs pretty much, but he's also cultural executive. He made up some new position pretty much. But in his new position, he was interviewed by Joe Rogan, and right there on Joe Rogan, he was like, I'm just letting y'all know right now, I just signed somebody to Def Jam, and that's Benny the Butcher. Now, Joe Rogan don't know shit about Benny the Butcher.
That's different.
But yeah, Benny Butcher finally got his first major deal, and I feel like he fits for Def Jam because he gives me a Jay-Z-esque vibe or whatever, but it feels weird.
Buddy, come on.
I know that's your boy. I'm just talking about I'm just talking about his beat selection and content.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I'm saying that it's a whack rapper saying this thing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Benny Butcher got his new deal through Def Jam, and I just thought it was weird that it's Snoop Dogg that signed him. It's weird. Snoop Dogg also says that he should run Death Row. Like, just put that out there, and it should run Death Row.
He's probably
the best one for that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that thought. I could see that. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Way more sense. Way a lot. Next thing I really want to talk about, man. Have y'all heard Silk Sonic? An Evening with Silk Sonic with Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak?
Like their album?
Yes, the album.
Yes, I've heard their whole album. Yes, and I heard Anderson .Paak when he was with the original band. That's their band before he was solo. So yes, I've heard sonically amazing.
Oh my God.
It's pretty classic. It's one of them ones. Like, if you like music and like real music, like music, like instrumentation to the melodies they chose, to like the vocalization, like everything on that shit is fire. Like, they put that shit together.
Like,
they made one of
like them. Kudos to the engineer and the mixer or whatever, because the way they blended Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars voices together is like nobody overshadows the other one. They are perfect, like, sure, or whatever, on certain parts. Each part, they have their own shining, but yo, that album is, that's a perfect album. I'm not even gonna lie. It's not too long. It's only like nine tracks, but within those nine tracks, you get so many different changes and arrangements or whatever that, you know.
Agreed.
It's not getting, you're not gonna be bored from it, pretty much. But that was
that shit had you tongue tied.
Yeah, man, that was a great album, man. I ain't even lie. I was playing it all night. But what's my favorite two songs is, oh, it's after Late Night, mm-hmm. after Last Night. That was my favorite. That's got Thundercats out there. It's Smoking Out the Window.
Thundercat!
That's my shit. That's smoking. My shit. Smoking Out the Window. When he said it got the badass kids running around like it's Chuck E. Cheese, I was like, that is a bar.
They do be running around. Yeah, I've taken the sun to, and it does get a little bit, a little rowdy in there.
Guys, they got some, the ladies got Summer Walker, we got Silk Sonic.
I'm definitely on, I'm on Skate and Put On a Smile.
Oh, Put On a Smile is, that was real. Yeah. That was real. That's a real song right there. I totally understand why you feel that song.
Yeah.
But, that was real life, yeah, right?
Good
there.
Album in for sure. 100%.
Face, have you heard it yet?
I think Face will like it. That I feel like Face, it'll be right up your album you as far as like some grand and grooving music.
You would love this jump, man. Like
you would be someone who would appreciate
up your blunts. Roll up your blunts. Like you're gonna feel
young
that
whippersnappers
vibe.
Wouldn't get it, but you would definitely get it. Like you would listen to it and be like, okay, I can.
Yeah, it got Bootsy up there. It got
Bootsy,
and I could tell Bootsy gave him a bit of like influence on certain parts or whatever of the music.
If you play like I can get guitar, that. You or any music that involves funk. You have been influenced by. He is one of those architects that's like, you can't get around it because he played his sound between Parliament and the Rubber Band. Like, it's, mm-hmm. yeah, it's no getting around. It's a lot of one of them
I
ones.
Think it, I think what's the part? After Last Night, I hear Lil Bootsy in there and Fly As Me. Fly As Me, I feel like Anderson .Paak wanted to rap on that one. That's what I feel. Yeah. But yeah, definitely Face. When you get a little, when you get a chance to have a little smoke ride, get that Silk Sonic. You gonna, it's the same way I felt with Life of the Party or whatever with Andre and Kanye. Speaking of which, they re-released that and Kanye got a new verse and it fits the song. It's not a Drake diss or nothing.
I'm gonna be
it
checking that fits. Out. I'm it's, going it to fits check that
song.
Out. Now.
Yep, I added that song on all my playlists so it could just randomly pop up on my shuffle or whatever, like, oh yeah, that's my song. And it, yeah, and I'm glad they put it out because I'm tired of going on YouTube trying to find a song or whatever. I can just go to my normal DSPs and just find a song and play it, man.
Face, I don't know what you thinking right now. What, you got me weak right now.
I don't even know what he's thinking, man, but I know what's wrong.
Oh, I do. I know. Tecumseh. All right, yo. All right, go ahead, man.
Goddamn Tecumseh. Goddamn Tecumseh, man. All right. Well, that's all of the good from the good and fuckery. Let's get right into the fuckery.
Fuckery, Sean.
So, as y'all know, Kanye came out with the second interview. Well, actually, I would say Nori and Drink Champs came out with the second interview with Kanye or whatever. And still a little heated from the comments of Ye about his lyrical ability or whatever. Talib Kweli started trolling by posting all of Ye's ghostwriters. And
Valid.
Let me tell y'all something. I am not going to disrespect Talib Kweli's lyrical abilities. He can say some shit, and he got a deep message with him every single time. In this day and age, displaying your ghostwriters and everybody know he got ghostwriters, it ain't going to do but so much. Like, yeah, you put your point out there, but the only people that's going to really care is the people around Talib and the extra hippity hop boom bap.
Talib. Everybody got to write their rhymes.
The way you keep saying his name, Talib.
I could never know how to pronounce Talib Kweli.
Talib Kweli.
Talib, the one that sticks to you. Okay. I got to say the line where you say like, lyrics stick like, to the rib. Like, just say.
Yeah, it's like rib, but lib.
Rib.
Ad lib.
Lib.
Talib Kweli. Lib. Talib Kweli.
Every time I read it, it just come out Talib Kweli. Because to me, it's supposed to rhyme with Kweli, but it's Talib.
You mean Talib, lyrics stick to your ribs? I mean.
He should have just came out as Talib. It would have been easier for me.
What? Like he had, like he was, when I, like his parents was like, we name our child. Y'all think Pat gonna like this? He gonna be able to say this right? What y'all think? Let's call Pat. They won't think about you, nigga.
That's what they should have did. They should have called.
You weren't born. He's older than us. The fuck?
The multiverse is real.
Nigga won't think about you.
He's the multiverse.
And they won't think about you over there either. That's why his name is still Talib. Talib Kweli.
Oh, okay. I ain't gonna lie, yo.
Is he the Talib Kweli?
I put up on Jay-Z. I can't be mad at Ye for feeling the way he feel about Talib, because I can't listen to Talib. Like his voice. You know how it's certain. You know how I am about rappers and their voice. Like you said, what?
I'm biased. I'm
like Most Def. I like Common. I mean, they're not Black Stars. Most Def and Talib or whatever, but. It's just sometimes, I don't know, it's just his voice sometimes, it annoys me. Except the Blast, that song they got with High Tech, I like that song. Yes. Blast. He got, it's still certain songs that, like, as far as Talib, I'll listen or whatever. But it's like, if the beat ain't what I want and I ain't hearing it after a while, I'm going to just listen to the next person.
I got you.
That's just me.
That ain't
not to take away from it, I just, yeah. All right, so next on the list of fuckery. I don't know if y'all know about it, but this all popped off yesterday. But
now I want to make sure I've seen the full video.
Danny Lee.
Yeah, baby. And I've seen this video. Now, did something happen physical between? Because all I saw was them arguing about her, you know, like she was sitting there with the wife beater and the sweatpants on, and he was sitting at the table with his assistant. Is that the video that everybody's talking about?
Mm-hmm. That's the one. That's one. And then he was on Instagram Live the whole time.
Oh, okay. How long is that?
Yeah.
How long he was like that?
From what I'm hearing, he was like pretty much up there like almost damn whole day responding. Because I'm trying to say, like he has a record of being on Instagram Live.
Okay.
A lot.
Right.
Just in general or whatever. But really, I feel like he did that so when he called the police, he have everything on record or whatever. Then if you got a camera on you, then you're not going to do crazy stuff in my home.
Right.
Pretty much. But at the same time, I feel like both are at fault at the situation.
I'm trying to figure out what happened that made the police arrest her for assault or something. I saw that she got like assault charges. Like what?
Minor.
What did she do?
Well,
did she tear some shit up?
That's what I'm trying to look. Because all I saw was that there's assault charges on her.
But on that video, I saw him explaining his side. I saw her like upset and they were talking back and forth. But I didn't see them like screaming at each other or like hitting each other. Or like I didn't see her punch him or smack him. I didn't see him push her or do nothing to her. Like they were just basically just having a verbal disagreement.
While he was talking, it sounded like he was insinuating that she gets handsy or whatever. And according to her, she's been there for the past couple of months, taking care of the kid and just living there, pretty much. But he comes on.
My thing is, if she's been there for the past couple of months, you can't act like she just out the blue or she just some sad chick. Because don't nobody live in my house unless I let them.
I think what happened, because what I saw was in another video, she said that she sent like a message or sent like plan B to where he was at. I mean, he was probably messing with some chick at that time because they're not really together. She's just living there. So he was, you know, he's the baby. He's a rapper. He's a famous rapper. Everybody's on it.
And he has a baby mama that's before her, too, that he be dealing with.
Exactly. He was probably out messing with whatever chick he was messing with. And he probably messaged. I think she either sent him a message or sent plan B to the crib because she say he be going in the girls raw and stuff like that. And that what caused
it. That would explain the baby.
He probably saw that. He got mad. And then when he got home and she was there asleep, he was like, look, you got to go. That's
when you're going in them raw, but you're going to get crazy. Very.
Yeah, and that's why I say.
It's a different bond. You got to be ready for that. You're going to get some nutty ones. No pun intended.
That's what I say.
From that, like, it's going to be a little off. It's going to be crazy.
And that's why I say that's his fault. He even admit that that's his fault. there. I feel like he was being sarcastic.
And you got the next 18 years to life to deal with it. Enjoy that.
But this is the crazy thing that I find weird. So a lot of women taking Danny's side naturally or whatever.
I mean, she has a matter point. Of fact, like, you keep trying to kick me out, but I mean, I'm going somewhere with your baby, and I, like,
yeah.
If I'd have been here all this time, like, yeah, you just go somewhere else, or like, we figure something out, but like, that can't be the first thing to go to. I'm just gonna kick you out.
But you, like, the internet, man, they got this, I don't want to say it's a cancel culture, but they got like this rage about them.
That's
like,
what it is.
Remember, there was a part where I think Danny actually dissed DaBaby's previous baby mama. And he had to step in front of it and was like, nah. And you know, everybody was like all against Danny's side of the situation.
Well, a lot of people have not liked Danny late from the beginning when they first started messing with
him. Exactly.
Like last year. So like, this is an ongoing anti-Danny late thing from a lot of his fans in Republic. I've seen that. So, and a lot of people didn't like her song that she came out with, Lemonade or something. She was talking about like light-skinned people. So it's like, it's a lot of overlapping things, her perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying that the baby's in the wrong, mostly. I just feel like the baby is just totally in the wrong in the situation because he put himself in that situation, whatever.
And personal accountability.
I do feel like Danny, your accountability is, you knew what it was before you got here. But big anyway, facts. You knew what it was when you got here. Like, nothing about the baby says, hey, this is a wholesome family person to me, you know, at all. Like, Dave Chappelle said it.
The baby for the kids.
Man, every time I've seen the baby, it's always an altercation. He done shot somebody or whatever. Like, it's some baby mama drama or something like that.
Yeah, baby got some bodies.
He tells you everything in his music. Like, every piece of fuckery in his music. You got full warning. You got a couple of albums of warnings before you get into the situation or whatever. But I don't know. I think sometimes people, they get in their ego. They think they might be able to change somebody. That person continuously keeps showing.
That's a real phenomenon, man. I'm going to tell you this. There is some changing. You can change yourself. You can change how you perceive somebody. You can't change nobody else. You can suggest changes all you want to. But a person will change if and when they want to change. And they got to, first of all, agree with you that what you're asking them to change is a problem. The baby seems very content in who he is. Win, lose, or draw. Like, he is pretty. Mm-hmm. He seems pretty entrenched in who I am. Don't be. I haven't seen him switch up yet. So, in this situation, I'm going to say he's definitely wrong. And he got his accountability for the fact that, like, you chose this young lady. You chose to put yourself in the situation where she's living with. You chose to allow these things to occur to get to this point. So you have to take responsibility now and deal with this shit because you made the bed, so you got laid. With her, you are also accountable because you also chose this man. Like, you decided to lay, y'all decided to lay down together. He didn't lay down by himself. You allowed this to be a possibility when y'all made this decision to both have unprotected sex. So now that the baby's here, both of y'all got to grow the fuck up and do what's best for the kid. And that's really all it is. This ain't no deep situation. We've seen this before. Like, be mature. Uh-huh. Y'all both adults. Give a fuck how young or old the daughter is. Y'all are adults. Y'all have a child. Figure the co-parenting thing out. Neither one of y'all, I believe, are like hurting for money. So to me, this seems like a dumbass problem to have. Like, set it up, figure out the finances, figure out what it's going to take to raise a kid. Y'all figure out how y'all going to do like visitation so y'all get equal rights and ability to see the child, and all that. Plan out the year and do this shit, man. Stop all this dumb shit on Instagram. You got the world in your business. Over what? Like, really, what is this over? What the problem is, is y'all still trying to finagle behind the scenes. And then the shit then when y'all get heated at each other or get annoyed with each other, then y'all want to start, but you ain't my, but no, you probably canoodling them. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because if you have stopped having, if you have cut everything off and you have got it strictly in one way, this heat ain't going to be there. What it is you getting the back action from baby mama one, you got it from baby mama two, but you really don't want to be with baby mama two, just still sliding in there. You wondering why she heated and why she feeling like that. Man, grow up.
Being at home.
Co-parent this child, because that's who's sitting there that's going to grow up in this environment y'all said. And y'all should both know
better. That's who's getting the worst part of it.
Do what y'all need to do for the kid, man. Yep.
And some of y'all people need to just stop commenting.
Yeah.
Some of y'all are commenting and y'all either going through the same thing, been through the same thing.
I ain't mad at people coming over, because these days you put it on Instagram Live. So you wanted to comment. You put it there. You could have recorded it on your phone. It's just a file. You chose to record it as an Instagram Live and talk to people while it's going to keep showing. That's what you wanted. So what I will say to the commenters is same thing I would say to people who comment on. I was like, any comment on anything. Don't just say some shit. Have a real opinion on it that makes sense. Like, have some logic with it. Don't just be on there. Like, all that rah-rah, highly emotional shit ain't helping them. It ain't really doing nothing. So it's like it's a wasted comment. Like, if you're going to say something, especially on the platform like his Instagram Live, just say some shit that makes some sense. Give them some good advice. If you've been through that situation, male or female, maybe say something in there that's going to help them to, like, stop looking crazy on it. Like, that's my thing. Or don't say that at all. Just be a spectator. And because you don't, the beautiful thing about social media, the beautiful thing about YouTube, the beautiful thing about all of these platforms that we have where we watch those lives and we're voyeurs, is you can just be a voyeur. You can just watch. You don't have to. There's nothing that says that you can't watch content and not do this. You can put your thumb, you can put that shit up on a podium or on your phone stand or whatever you use, and then just sit back and watch. Treat it like a movie.
Keep scrolling.
Or reality show. And just keep on going. But
keep scrolling.
You know, that's my opinion. Whatever. Yeah. People like that shit.
Toxic shit ain't cute, man.
People like drama. Drama is in style. People like fuckery. That Young Pharaoh shit crazy. People like it. Like, all of the craziest shit, people hype it up. The real shit that people should be, the shit that actually be having some substance, even the comedy, like, fuckery does better than comedy. Comedy just made people happy and laugh. But people have turned comedy into fuckery. Like, it's just, people just like stupid.
That's true. That is true. That's true.
Talk baby Danny Lay, I'm going to pray for y'all. Go ahead, get y'all shit together and do what's right for the baby so the baby can grow up happy and healthy. Y'all want it to, because I know y'all both just been parents, and I'm going to slide on it. Don't be hitting on it. I don't know about this assault shit. Don't be hitting on it. Woman or man, whichever one of y'all.
I don't think that's going on.
Danny Lay, don't be hitting.
I'm glad that ain't going on.
That shit is cool.
Very glad that it's not going on. Or whatever. And I think at this point, the baby has to be a lot more smarter than that. And I think that's the whole reason why he called the police. But hey, man, you can't be surprised for a guy acting childish if his name is the baby.
That's a good point.
Name is the baby, man.
That's a good point.
I'm coming back. I tell you like this. Like I've always said in our past episodes, they be in a very toxic relationship too. I've called the police in the situation, or the domestic situation. But the reason I called it was different. I called the police. I was told, don't make me call the police on you. And I told the other people, you must forget who I am. I call them like, goddamn self. Watch this. I think y'all need to get it. So it could have been one of them situations where he called him on his goddamn self, just to prevent himself.
Either way, I'm glad he called him instead of doing the stupid thing. But whatever she got arrested for with this assault shit.
Yeah.
When I hear assault and I see a person getting arrested, I'm like, ma'am, don't be beating on that. If he ain't put his hands on you, don't put your hands on him. Talk that shit out like grown folk. If you can't talk it out, just separate until y'all can. But don't be putting hands on you. Like that shit right there, that's when it just all bets off. And I ain't with that.
I think so.
You got them grades there like me, huh, bruh? I see there, bruh. I see you salt there, champ.
Get a whole bunch of my bed.
Yeah, mine are intertwined in my locks.
Mine ain't too visible, which is a blessing. I got this one right here somewhere.
You grow it out to right here a little bit. You'll start to see them more because they start like right up in the side crease, like right where you cut your little chin patch. If you let it grow out a little wider for a minute, you'll start to see them.
That's the thing, though. They don't grow no wider. It stays in this one little island right here.
Well, you good.
Right here.
You blessed.
This one island.
You're going to have gray skin on the side.
I got one singular strand that's like right here in the front, and then one within the goatee, whatever. Yeah, but
gray hairs is something we gotta deal with, baby. I just want the shit to just go ahead and just go all gray at this point. Like, I just want the full shit. Let's get it. Like, I just want to just have that look. Just a full white beard with white locks. I'll rock that shit. I'll rock the fuck out that shit. I think that shit would look hard. Cause I'm dark too, so that shit'll like balance all my skin. And, oh, what, nigga? Tell me shit.
I got mine all entangled in my dread, so you can't even really see them anyway.
I might dip the tips of my shit in like some red, so that shit'll be like all white with red tips. Oh, that shit! Oh, nigga!
Who the hell is this old ass nigga with these tits?
But do you know what the dope shit'll be though? Cause they will be like, oh, he look good for his age, thinking I'm like 60. They were like, damn, his age. What you, 67? No.
No.
Not even 40. I just look like this.
I just got a handful of gray. With some red tips.
Well, you never know what age a black person is, you know. Man, don't crack. Black don't crack.
Black does not crack. Yeah. But I'll tell you what does.
What's that?
Some crack you need to come get is the crack we can find from Face in our merchandise and apparel. Face, how can they get the merchandise and apparel if they...
Well, once again, as I always say, each and every, you can always come and visit us at where? rtradeclothing.com. Once again, that's rtradeclothing.com. I'll say it a lot slower for you. rtradeclothing.com. Spelled A-R-T-R-E clothing.com. Come check us out, man. Exclusive partners merchandise. You got the ACA3 merchandise. Come check us out, man. Handbags, decorative pillows. One pillows for your couch. We got partners pillows. Face masks, of course. COVID's still out there. Those who don't want a vax, if you would want to wear a face mask, we got them. Anybody want a face mask, we got them. Variety of stuff. Kaleidoscope thing. Cornucopia of items. Go check us out, man.
A cornucopia. Yes.
Gotta use it.
And if you want to support in another way financially, we got a few ways you could do that as well. You can sign up for a subscription on either buymeacoffee.com or on our anchor.fm/thepartners. Either one of those /thepartners, buymeacoffee.com/. Go there, check us out. For $4.99, you sign up for a membership. On Anchor, it's just basically a donation if you want to just support the channel monthly and allow us to put out content and grow the channel in our second year that's going to be coming up soon. Feel free to do so. If you want to get a membership where you get exclusive content for members only, you get members only lives, you get members only events where we do like watch parties and listening parties together. You get exclusive access to us behind the scenes via our Discord. You get unedited episodes of every podcast we do, a whole load of things. You get promo codes and special offers on all of our merchandise from rtradeclothing.com. So sign up for a membership if you feel like it. You can also donate for as little as a dollar on buymeacoffee.com or on our Cash App at $PartnerTears. So yeah, if you want to do it. Cool. But main thing we need you to do is always like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to get in touch with us outside of podcasts, if you want to talk to us outside of a podcast topic, you just want to, you know, interact with us and see what we be doing outside of our days of the podcast. How can they get in touch with us, Pat?
At TheePodNas. That is the Twitter. That is the TikTok. That's the Instagram. That's the Facebook. And on Facebook, we at Tiz Face Pat are the partners. You follow us there. Hit us up. You can comment, like, subscribe, all that.
You know a nigga is like one day apart because I damn sure just lipped everything you were saying word for word, but had no idea what you was about to say. I just was going, yo. Pause. I don't even know how that sounded. Look, I don't know. But yeah, we on everything, man. But if you can't remember that, all of that we done said a lot of shit. Just go to thepartners.com. thepodnas.com. That's thepartners.com. podcast there, YouTube there, Facebook there, Instagram there, Cash App there, memberships there, everything there, live stream there, Mama everything there, everything there. So just come on down to thepartners.com. That's thepodnas.com. Yeah. So yeah, you see the website. You see the website, and yeah, we do got cookies. So you know, click that. But you go down, you know what I'm saying? You see everything there. You see the clothes, you see the podcast, you see live stream, you see all that good shit, man. One-stop shop. You see the contact, you see the information there, man. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, click around, you know what I mean? Get up on it on your laptop on whatever. Thepartners.com, one-stop shop for everything the partners related. As always, man, thank y'all for supporting by just giving us your time. Your listen, your watch means a lot. And I'm proud to announce we finally got monetized on Anchor.fm. So please, as much as you can, listen on Anchor. If you go to your other platforms from there, start on Anchor first. It definitely helps out the podcast. And if you're listening, don't just click and then click off. Just go ahead and let it play and actually get your full listen in. And if something resonates with you, share the content. Don't be a hog. Don't be greedy. Give to the needy. Share the content. As always, man, we appreciate y'all being here with us. And I have been one third of the partner, your boy Tiz. And I'm along with
the other third of the partners and his random trumpet or whatever, whatnot. It's the Padawan here. And I am along with the flu monkey. No, I mean, dramatic pause.
What's that in the space? And thank y'all for coming, winning this race. Let's get out of here, fellas.
Indeed, man. Indeed. We see y'all for the year episode. We'll see y'all around these YouTube and podcast streets. Love y'all. We about this thing.